Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
So Wendy brought up something in our meeting the other day. She got some advice. I don't know if you said if it was good or bad, but she got some advice, which is cool, but she got it completely anonymously.
Very anonymously. I was just browsing through my MySpace over the weekend, and I pull up this email. Usually I don't even open emails with people who don't have pictures on their MySpace, or I usually just click on the profile to see what this, like, the people are all about. Well, this one had no photo, no info, no friends, no nothing. There is nothing about this person. It's completely anonymous. And lately I've been just kind of like down now about myself and about life, and I don't have a boyfriend. I've been single for the longest period I've ever been single for. So just been down about life, and I opened this email and it really like hit home and like struck a nerve, and it's something I needed to read, and it's really good advice. You want me to read the email?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I can read it. I have it up.
And I think the most fascinating part about this is this: it came completely anonymously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pretty interesting.
Nothing.
And I'm assuming that after you read it, is the assumption you made this person knew you more than just being a radio personality? Like,
yeah, it even says in the email that they don't know who I am.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Huh. It's wow. Really strangely bizarre.
Okay. God is on MySpace.
Yeah.
That's what I thought as soon as I read it. I had to take a moment and just step back from the computer and was like, wow, like, I don't know where this came from or anything, but this is what the email
Jesus
said.
Jesus is super poking.
It says, I don't know who you are, what your story is, or how you got to wherever you are in your life right now. I don't know anything about you, but I do know that I hope you have a wonderful life and that it is filled with happiness and joy. I hope that you find someone, if you have not already, that is like-minded, someone that you can fall for, and that will take care of you and give you all the things that you need. I will probably never meet you or talk to you, but I want you to know that there is someone out there that cares about you and your well-being as a fellow person, and that sincerely hopes that your road of life is smooth and straight. I hope that you can take this message to heart and see that it was written with sincerity and unconditional love. I hope you live life and live it abundantly.
Aww.
And
wow.
There's no name.
That's pretty deep for being.
Yeah, there's no name, no nothing, no more info about who I am. And I responded, I was like, thank you, whoever you are. And I was like I even asked, I'm like, Do I know you? And I only got one like response back, and this is what it said. Don't thank me. God told me to write it to you. I don't know why. Just listen. I don't know. I just know this message is for you. Take care.
Wow.
And they're still
never identified themselves.
There's still to this day no picture, no info. Like the age says like 100. So I mean on the profile. So it's completely anonymous and out of the woodwork. But I just stepped back from this email and I was like, nothing could have, like, no one could have said these words to me unless I just read them on the screen. And I was like, it's something I really needed to hear, and just brightened up my day. And I'm like,
made
wow.
You feel better?
Yeah, it made me feel better about, like, where I am in life. And, mm-hmm. like, I just need to take a step back and just
yeah,
do things day to day. Yeah, so.
It's like you almost don't want to find out who sent it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's almost better remaining anonymous,
yeah.
You know?
The way that, like, I think.
This is serendipity, too.
Well, it seriously would lose its magic if. Mm-hmm. You found out where it came from, because then you would start analyzing what the motivation was,
right.
And why they did it, and what
mm-hmm.
you know what their intentions were. But I mean that's pretty. I mean heavy. God just told me to write it. Dan, do you guys think that was somebody who knew her and who's made the decision and knows that it's more special if they're completely anonymous?
I almost don't want to analyze it. You know, I almost want to just keep it
because it could have been.
Just
I mean, it
random.
Was you know simple enough that it could have been sent to several people. You know what I mean? It could have been mm-hmm. someone that was sending it and, you know, feeling like reaching out to a lot of different friends on their MySpace or something. But it's strange that it's anonymous and it wasn't someone that had a picture.
Yeah, no picture.
Or
like,
anything like
that.
This
is the profile. I'm showing Melissa the page. Like
very plain. Like
there's
almost
nothing. No friends. No comments.
When you first sign up, it's the blank page. No
yeah.
background. No nothing. Just everything blank.
Just Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
The
Czar.
Here's my and I've thought about doing this and people are analyzing it now, trying to decipher it. Hey, Heidi.
Hi.
What's up?
I think from the words that were used and some of the phraseology that it was written by a woman. Like, I hope you fall for. I don't think that's an expression that a man would use. And I don't know if that makes a difference to you, Wendy, but it just seems like something that a sensitive woman wrote.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at the profile again, and it has like the one thing it has on it is the zodiac sign. So I don't know if I'm going to analyze this profile even more because mm-hmm. it's just a strange email. It says Capricorn, and Capricorn's in the middle of like December and mm-hmm. January.
Right.
And like Christmas is in between there. So, I mean, just falls on like God's Day on Christmas.
That's actually the generic. If you don't put your birth date on there, it just yeah.
defaults to Capricorn.
She was trying to make it all special and like, oh my
Thanks,
God,
Sean.
It really could be from God. And then you just, whatever. Wah, wah, wah.
I think, see, I have considered before where there are people who have adjustments that I think they need in their life, but it would be inappropriate for me to share them with them. I think I have before thought about possibly creating an email account and sending them a totally anonymous email. But the fear of ever being found out has prevented me from doing that.
Like someone that would, like your boss or something, or someone that would have like...
Maybe somebody that I work with, maybe somebody that I know. Yeah, it's actually been mainly been professional advice. The couple of times I've thought of doing it where I'm like, God, you know what? I think this person's really hindering themselves professionally because of these behaviors. And it would be totally
helpful
if I just let them know that they could do this. But then my fear is that they would get all analytical,
right?
And try to translate it, or be able to decipher it and lead it back to me.
Figure out who registered for the account or whatever.
Right.
Well, now, though, if anybody you know gets random business advice,
right.
They know it's you.
That's true.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell us, Jeff? Come on.
Yeah. What is it you want to say?
I don't think
just
I've ever...
anything wrong.
I honestly don't think it's ever been anyone in this room, I don't think. And I haven't thought about it and doing it in like a couple years, but I just remember I was obsessed with it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, my fear is that it would backfire, but I was obsessed with just sending people advice and go, you know what? This is what you do and this is how you behave. And I think things would go differently if you behaved this way.
And if I had gotten any sort of like anonymous advice like that was real specific, you know it's someone around you that knows mm-hmm. you or
the
is watching,
circle.
Yeah, watching you or working with you. So my obsession wouldn't be within the advice. It would be with finding out who sent it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you might almost miss the message.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about this particular email, when I go out and when I'm hanging out with my friends, I mean, I'm having a good time. It's when I get home where I'm just like, I kind of think about things and I stress out. So that's why this email, really, nobody would have really known unless I knew you like my best friend. But my best friend would tell me advice, not send me an anonymous email about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just bizarre.
Hey, Bonita, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. I just want to comment. I just want to let y'all know God does work in mysterious ways, and maybe everybody shouldn't be analyzing it. Just let her enjoy it and take it for what it's worth. And Melissa said God's on MySpace. Well, God is everywhere.
I'm on Facebook too.
Yeah.
Just
enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm curious on who wrote it, but I'm just gonna let it go at this point. So mm-hmm.
No, I think it's really cool. Yeah.
Hey, Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Don't joke about God.
Good morning. The last caller kind of took the words out of my mouth. I don't overanalyze it. Just mm-hmm. enjoy it because you'll take the power away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it as, you know, some people just love doing random acts of kindness.
That's true.
And so the last caller just kind of stole that for me, but I just love calling the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my 17-year-old could freak out that I'm on the radio. Enjoy it.
My thought would be this. Even if it came to like millions of people, like it was some, you know, generic spam type message that a ton of other people got, like there is a reason you're one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason that message got to you. So what if it was sent to a million people but it was only meant to help three and you're one of those three?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so true.
Take it for what it's worth. It's all getting deep in the secret. Using the secret.
Or we have to say, Bert's, you know, on vacation, so we have to at least use the word destiny. It was destiny that you got that email.
This MySpace message.
Unless that encourages you to go out this weekend, meet a boy, start a relationship with him, and it doesn't work out well at all, then that message is immediately going to become fake.
It does say live life.
There you go.
Hey.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.